Hello, I'm Maurice Powell. Welcome to A Little Light Music, Manx Radio's regular Thursday evening classical music hour. Well, light classical. Well, normally. Sometimes we put a little bit of red meat in there, don't we? But this evening's programme is all light classical music, mainly British, one or two other nationalities creeping in from time to time. We're going to start with a piece by Percy Grainger. He does appear in our programmes quite frequently because he's written some delightful short pieces, but we haven't heard from him from probably a couple of months now. Here is Handel in the Strand, originally envisaged as a clog dance, as kind of a blend of Handel, he uses the famous tune Harmonious Blacksmith, and London Strand, which is the home of English musical comedy. Not quite sure how it works, but it's a charming piece with a lovely piano solo. So Percy Grainger's tongue-in-cheek, Handel in the Strand.
Thank you.
Percy Grainger, exuberant, full of fun, of course, endlessly inventive, just makes you feel good listening to Percy Grainger. That was Handel in the Strand. Now, I have a colleague who I see at the gym, 4 or 5 times a week sometimes, and he has a favourite organ piece. Unfortunately, he can't remember what it's called or really how it goes. At least he can't whistle or sing it to me. Perhaps that's a good thing. We've tried to find out what this piece might be. We've been through all the most famous organ pieces you can think of, and it doesn't seem to be any of those. One day, I'm sure he'll hear it again, and then I'll be very happy to play it for him on the programme. In the meantime, here is a very famous organ piece. It might even be this one. This is Charles-Marie Vidor's Toccata for organ from his Organ Symphony No. 5. It's played on the organ of Salisbury Cathedral by Jane Parker Smith. Toccata.
Thank you.
Well, an exciting, powerful, exhilarating piece, Vidor's Toccata from his Organ Symphony No. 5. I seem to remember that that became popular because it was chosen for the music for the wedding of Princess Anne and Captain Mark Phillips, possibly. And thereafter, organists of all shapes and sizes were asked to play this piece. And of course, it sounds fine on a cathedral organ. That's what it was written for. But I can imagine that it would have blown the windows out on many a small parish or village church. And a lot of organists, church organists, must have sort of been quaking in their boots when they were asked if they could possibly play this Toccata for the wedding. However, fine piece. Robert Docker, not a name that's well known, but a couple of his pieces kind of linger in the memory. The first one I'm going to play is Tabarinage, Buffoonery. Docker was a student at the Royal Academy of Music. He was an organ student. He played the viola and he had composition lessons. He also became a famous arranger and conductor in the field of light music and wrote a handful of very attractive pieces. This one then, Tabarinage. Robert Docker, Tabarinage, one of hundreds, if not thousands, of delightful short pieces, beautifully scored, wittily arranged, attractive melodies. Very memorable. And now to a composer who used to be immensely famous, but is, well, not forgotten, but not played very often these days. This is Ketelby. And I'm going to play his Wedgwood Blue, which is in complete contrast to the piece we've just heard. So Ketelby's Wedgwood Blue. Arnold Ketelby, Wedgwood Blue, a piece that would have been heard quite often in the 20s and 30s. Ketelby's star really faded after the Second World War. His music just fell out of fashion, whereas others like Haydn Wood, of course, Eric Coates, were of a slightly later generation, and their music lasted well into the 50s and 60s, and of course is still popular. Now, Ketelby rather faded. You do hear some of his pieces in a monastery garden, of course, in a Persian market, and they're very attractive, but I like pieces like that one, Wedgwood Blue. Unpretentious, but charming. One wouldn't call Tchaikovsky unpretentious exactly. He can be charming. I'm going to play a song, None But the Lonely Heart. Now, you might think of this as a bit of an old pot boiler, but in fact, it's not heard that often, and it's rarely sung as beautifully as this. Our soprano for this evening is Leslie Garrett. So, a trip down memory lane, perhaps, a really sentimental song from the master of sentiment, really, and lyricism, Tchaikovsky. None But the Lonely Heart. Tchaikovsky's probably most popular song, None But the Lonely Heart, sung for us by Leslie Garrett. And would we ever expect to hear it sung better than that? I doubt it. Now to the music of Elgar. Before we get to Elgar, just a chance to welcome anybody who's just tuned in. You're listening to me, Maurice Powell, and this is A Little Light Music. We've just had Tchaikovsky, we've had Ketelby, Vidor, Percy Grainger, and there's much more to come. So, Elgar. Elgar, obviously a great composer of symphonies, concertos, oratorios, as we know, but he didn't disdain light music by any means. A number of his shorter pieces are light music classics, particularly this one, which I rather like, from 1914, Carissima. Elgar, Carissima. That's a piece light in texture, a real piece of light music, and yet it has all the familiar Elgar fingerprints. I guess if he'd have written more music like that, he'd be even more famous today. Who knows? Carissima. And now to the music of Waldteufel, Emile Waldteufel, the French Johann Strauss II, or the French Lehar, composer of waltzes, polkas, marches, and much else. I mean, perhaps his most famous piece is the Skater's Waltz, but he wrote much else besides. And, as I say, rather like a French version of the Strauss dynasty, but of course with that Gallic twist. And he was a very skillful, delightful orchestrator. So here we have then the polka Bombouche by Waldteufel. ¶¶ The Polka Bombouche by Emil Waldteufel. A lovely piece, and that melody just really does stick in the mind. It's going to become a tune worm, I think they call it, for me today. Let's now have a waltz. We've had a polka, we'll have a waltz. But this is an English concert waltz, not really designed for dancing, unlike the sort of the Waldteufel and the Strauss waltzes. This is a concert waltz to be listened to. It just happens to be in waltz time. This is a famous one by Geoffrey Toy, a well-known composer of light English music, a bit of a favourite of mine, really, a beautiful orchestrator. This is The Haunted Ballroom.
Thank you.
A wonderfully atmospheric piece that Geoffrey Toy's concert waltz, The Haunted Ballroom. And now to the music of Sidney Torch. It's a piece I've never played before. It's called Radio Romantic. Sidney Torch was a household name, really, in the 50s and 60s, famous for the long-running BBC radio programme Friday Night is Music Night. He was a famous cinema organist before the war, but is better known to us today as a composer and conductor. So, a piece, I say, I've never played before, Radio Romantic by Sidney Torch. Oh, a fine piece of entertainment music that, Sidney Torch, Radio Romantic. And now to the music of Edward White. His best known piece is probably Puffin Billy, a charming little piece. But I'm going to play one of his other pieces, The Runaway Rocking Horse. He was a self-taught Londoner, violinist, saxophonist and clarinetist. It's amazing how many light music composers, British light music composers, were multi-instrumentalists, many of them pianists or organists, and had careers in sort of theatre land before they ever became composers. So Edward White is a little bit like that. He even had his own orchestra at the Bristol Spa Hotel at one time, and somehow managed to find time to write pieces like this. Edward White, The Runaway Rocking Horse. Thank you. Edward White, The Runaway Rocking Horse. And that brings us to the end of the programme this evening. Hope you've enjoyed my selection and will join me again next Thursday at 9 for more light music. No idea what's in the programme at the moment. Of course, I'll be very soon working on my Christmas selection. So there'll be some old favourites and some new festive music there to look forward to. And I'm even thinking about the first programme for the new year, but all in good time. So let's play ourselves out with, let's go back to Wout Teufel and his most famous piece, the Skater's Waltz. Goodbye.